Resiliency is a great skill to master. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robin Morrison, senior researcher at the University of Zurich and affiliate scientist at the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund, determines how gorillas foster this.
A difficult start in life is often associated with significant problems later on. Early life adversity can take a wide variety of forms, including malnutrition, war, and abuse, and people who experience these kinds of traumas are more likely to suffer a range of health problems in adulthood and to have shorter lives. But these patterns aren't unique to humans. Similar effects have been seen across the animal kingdom, from fish to birds to elephants. For example, female baboons who have the hardest childhoods have lifespans that are half as long as those that had it easiest. But one species seems to break this pattern, and it's one of our closest evolutionary relatives, the gorilla. We used detailed information on the lives of more than 250 wild gorillas collected over the last 55 years to examine the link between their early life experiences and later life survival. In contrast to other species, in gorillas, adverse conditions in early life did not have negative effects on their survival in later life. In fact, gorillas that experienced the most adversity early in their lives were actually living the longest. This unusual finding suggests that studying gorillas could provide clues into how we too might build resiliency to the long-term effects of childhood adversity. Two aspects of these gorillas' daily lives stand out as potential sources for their resiliency: their food-rich habitat and their cohesive social groups. Having a consistent and plentiful supply of food and a supportive social network may help a young gorilla push through the challenges they face. This possibility suggests that in humans, evading the negative long-term consequences of early trauma may require children to be supported in multiple ways, both socially and economically.
That was Robin Morrison of the University of Zurich. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.